Hello, this is David Rovics with a special edition of the podcast This Week with David Rovics. Death in Hambach Forest. Last Wednesday, a young journalist named Stefan Mein fell through a little bridge connecting the canopies of two trees, and he died of his injuries. Most people will probably never know the name Stefan Mein, or Hambach Forest, and if they do, it will be from some 30-second news story on TV that will provide no useful context. A collection of people have been trying for the past 6 years to prevent the last remaining trees of the Hambach Forest from being logged. I've been there many times to entertain the troops. The forest has been steadily reduced year after year since 1978 in order for a giant energy company to mine the lignite coal underneath it. For 6 years now, local people and others around Germany and elsewhere in the world have been forming encampments within remaining areas of forest land. The tree sits, made of recycled materials, climbing ropes, and zip lines, are familiar sights for anyone who has been involved with forest defense in North America and many other parts of the world. And every year, the police raid the encampments to clear them of people and destroy everyone's belongings, also something very familiar to people conducting such actions in other parts of the world. What has happened thus far, every time the police destroy a camp, is people set up another one in the next area of the forest that's going to be cleared for the next round of logging and mining to take place, in what is Europe's single biggest coal mine. The protectors of the Hambach Forest released a short statement after Stefan Mein fell to his death. In it, they immediately put his death into a global context, stating that Stefan was the 67th person in the world to die in 2018 in defense of the environment. They linked to a piece in The Guardian about the first 66 who died. Many of those 66 deaths involved people the media might dub environmental activists who were very directly killed by police or by armed thugs employed by an energy company. While Stefan Mein's death may not have been as direct as that, he absolutely belongs in this list of the slain. For anyone who has been involved on the ground in a campaign like the defense of Hambach Forest, this is obvious. But for those who haven't seen up close what goes on, here's the thing. There's a sort of escalation of tactics that takes place during a police raid. At each point along the way, both sides have decisions to make. Those trying to protect the trees have to constantly reevaluate their current predicament and decide what risks they're now willing to take to save the trees they're occupying. At each point, the police, or at least their commanding officer, has to constantly reevaluate the situation in terms of how much they're willing to risk the lives of the forest protectors in order to accomplish their goal of getting the people out of the trees. This is not a game, and anyone engaged in civil disobedience of this kind knows that, especially if they've ever done it before. It's often referred to by advocates as nonviolent civil disobedience, but the police around the world are generally unaware of the first word in that phrase, and people committing nonviolent civil disobedience actions around the world are routinely beaten or otherwise physically mistreated by police. This is true throughout the Western world without exception, including in Scandinavia, in case you're wondering. When people lock themselves onto trees, they know the police will try to remove them. When the police try to remove them, they know they are risking the lives and physical safety of the people in the trees. When the police take away ropes and other climbing gear, they know they are escalating the situation by doing so. When folks in the trees refuse to comply with the police, despite the fact that their climbing gear has been confiscated, they know they're now taking an increased risk. In one of Stefan's final tweets, he mentioned that there is no police tape in the canopies. He couldn't be on the ground doing his job as a journalist to document what was happening at the forest with police tape everywhere, saying it was a closed area and that no one could enter unless they were a cop. He chose, under the circumstances, to do his job from 20 meters high. Stefan Mein was not shot. He fell from a tree and died. For the people who loved him, this distinction is probably unimportant.
Between Aachen and Cologne, you will not see a sign to indicate you're passing Europe's biggest lignite mine. But if you get off the Autobahn, walk across the forest floor, you'll come across a moonscape. There are no trees anymore. There were hardwoods here for miles all around. For 1,000 years, it was common ground. But what was once the burger vault is now a massive hole with giant diggers digging up the coal. In the Hambach Forest. What was once held in common in the 1970s was given away to the energy company, where once upon a time they gathered nuts and firewood. Now 10% remains of the trees that once stood. You can meet the neighbors who recall the days when they played among the trees before they were taken away. Finally, some of them began to organize. They couldn't just watch as the last tree dies. In the Hambach Forest. People came from all over to shut down the machines. They built barricades and tree sits and tried many different means to resist the corporation, to resist the riot cops, to try to do the things they could to make it stop. With each passing year, with each new camp people made, more tree houses destroyed, another floodlit nighttime raid, more confiscated climbing gear in conditions such as these. It was just a matter of time before someone fell from the trees. In the Hambach Forest. Hambach Forest. This has been a special edition of This Week with David Rovics.